Energy executive releases video explaining outdoor apparel maker North Face depends on oil and gas. By Jacob Bliss on June 6, 2021. Chris Wright, CEO of Liberty Energy, released two videos showing how companies that make outdoor equipment such as the North Face are deeply reliant on the oil and gas industry to make their products and provide access to their customer base. In the video tweeted by the company, Wright explains how North Face, the American outdoor recreation products company, came out against the oil and gas industry. Wright added that North Face even went after one of his competitors in the oil and gas industry by refusing to do business. Last year, North Face rejected an order of 400 jackets, which the logo of their company, Innovex Downhole Solutions, on it, since they were an oil and gas services company, according to Adam Anderson, Innovex's CEO. Wright continued to add, he went on North Face's website, a wide range in products, and the CEO said he failed to find a single product that wasn't made out of oil and gas. He added, a great majority of North Face's products, jackets, backpacks, outdoor pants, shirts, shoes, hats, etc., are predominantly made out of the oil and gas that we proudly produce. Globally, 60% of all clothing fibers are made out of oil and gas. For North Face, it is likely up to 90% or more, the CEO explained. So North Face is not only an extraordinary customer of the oil and gas industry, they're also a partner with the oil and gas industry. Additionally, in the other video Wright released on a website dedicated to thanking North Face, the CEO further explained the connection the oil and gas industry has with a company that is known for making outdoor recreation products. Wright explained further that North Face uses more oil and gas simply because they make premium, high-performance products. He added, with North Face going deeper than a customer relationship since oil and gas helps supply the company with copious raw material, their vast manufacturing, distribution, and retailing networks are also large consumers of gasoline, diesel, natural gas, propane, jet fuel, etc. Wright went as far as to say, North Face's focus is the outdoor industry. And the CEO wanted to emphasize, the outdoor industry only came into existence because of oil and gas. Due to the enormous leap in human wealth and health catalyzed by the arrival of oil and gas. Wright added, there was no spare time or wealth necessary to pursue such luxury endeavors as outdoor sports. Escaping the modern world to the great outdoors typically begins with modern energy and transportation, whether by car, bus, train or plane, or outdoor choices keep expanding. Because we now have all these fabulous outdoor toys made of oil and gas like skis, snowboards, wakeboard, bikes, kayaks, canoes, sailboats, hot air balloons, climbing gear ropes, etc. We can spend days in the outdoors with our lightweight backpacks, tent sleeping bags, cooking with our camper or backpacking stoves. Climbing the world's highest mountains wasn't even imagined before oil and gas, for all the reasons that I've already mentioned. Plus, there was no water high on mountains. Fortunately, we can carry canisters of white gas or other petroleum fuels to melt snow off glaciers for drinking water and cooking, even at 26,000 feet elevation. I could go on and on about the beauty of wilderness, the joy of being in the backcountry, the character-building experience made possible, the team adventures and serenity of the great outdoors, all only possible thanks to oil and gas. So North Face is not only an extraordinary customer of the old gas industry, they're also a partner with you in gas industry, and bringing the great outdoors within reach of so many. So, being a CEO of a company in the oil and gas industry, Wright wanted to simply say, thank you, North Face, and you're welcome. Onward and upward.